How do you or other monks deal with grief associated with the passing away of loved ones, especially parents or caretaker, who have been kind to you? Do you also experience crying out in isolation to heal that grief? Whether like crying out in isolation, that's really up to the individual as to whether that would occur or not. It's a hard one to answer. Everybody relates to this differently. So it's not that we don't experience grief. Expressing the grief more doesn't necessarily heal it, but it's more just it's more like a very sober reflection on impermanence, and then we can bring that into we can change our perspective a little bit too in order to quote unquote deal with it. In terms of so it's a slight shift in focus. So it's easy to focus on mourning the loss, but we can also focus on celebrating who they were or honoring who they were by doing merit or acts of generosity in their name, or doing some sort of good deed and dedicating it for them. So actually doing something is helpful. Actually, like doing something good and dedicating it to that person can be quite a good way to express gratitude. So thinking of it as an expression of gratitude rather than dealing with grief. So a way to celebrate their life and express gratitude, and also to reflect on, that's also going to happen to me. I'm going to die eventually. Everybody, without exception, is going to pass away. We don't have that long here. So to really look at what was good about someone's life and do something in their memory can be quite helpful.